This is Destiny Pieces with Dhruv Patel and Mike Steska.
This is episode 90 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Now we're going with the OG, an OG show. Do you see that one of our people is in New York?
I did not see that. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, Uxra was in New York over the weekend.
I did not know that.
Didn't tell me. He was in Nintendo Land and sent a Snapchat. And like Nintendo Land gets all the amiibos first.
I think I saw
the
story, but I didn't check it out.
He gets all the amiibos. Like that store gets all the amiibos and they get a lot of them. Didn't even care to tell me. I could have had him coming back with a suitcase full of amiibo.
We got to like keep tabs on that guy. He's going to Arizona one week.
Well, I'm wondering if he's like stuck because I know in New York they canceled a bunch of outgoing flights like today.
Oh, yeah? Because of weather?
Yeah, it's like snowing really bad there. Mm-hmm. And they like canceled all transportation for like stuck. 2 weeks. I mean, not 2 weeks, 2 days. So.
Huh,
I sent him a text saying, like, are you still in New York? And he didn't reply. Yeah. So that can mean anything. Mm.
With him, you never know.
Yeah.
That could mean he's just at home.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever. He's away from his phone.
He's like, if I don't reply, it should be no. You should know it's a no.
I don't take it that way. Yeah, I take it his phone's gone forever.
I'm like, Uxra's in danger.
Yeah, that's how I take things.
I was about to book a flight.
Even though you shouldn't. But.
As close as possible to New York. I was going to go rescue him. Like Jake Gyllenhaal the day after tomorrow.
Exactly.
Who's he trying to rescue?
His dad was trying to rescue him.
Okay.
Because Jake Gyllenhaal was in New York.
And where's it? Who's his dad? Kevin Costner?
Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Okay, yeah.
It's very absurd. They're like, this is going to last forever. And then it was like a two-day event.
Yeah, and there's like those giant wolves.
Yeah, and that's where they had to go get medicine on like a ship or something. And then the wolves were attacking them.
Yeah, there's like a submarine or something dying. In the middle of the... That was really strange.
Yeah, because the water went in New York. And somehow they survived that. I don't know how.
And there's like tornadoes in L.A. I remember that.
Yeah, and everyone's fleeing into Mexico.
Yeah.
They're like, the bottom half of the world's fine.
But we saw that like in theaters, right?
Yeah.
I think it was for like your birthday or something.
Yeah.
Wow. What terrible judgment that was.
I know.
Actually, I think it was a cool movie at the time.
No, I thought it was cool.
Like, I don't think I'd rewatch it, though. I don't think it holds up.
Yeah, probably not.
To like whatever, but I mean, 15-year-old me, maybe.
Seeing weather in theaters isn't a bad call.
That's cool, yeah. Like Twister is awesome in theaters. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, we actually talk about movies on this podcast.
We try to.
And TV shows, entertainment news in general. So we have sections, superhero news, where we talk about movies and TV shows and comic books this week. That all have to do with superheroes. Then Star Wars news. Then This Week in Movies in the Now, where I tell you movies that are coming to theaters and Netflix this week. And TV shows, I guess. Well, that's kind of... This Week in Media in the News, in the Now. I guess I need to call it, because I talk about TV shows now.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe I should add what's coming on TV this week. Like, whenever like a series premiere or season premiere comes.
That's a good point.
That sounds like a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
No, it's not too much work. It's not as much work as This Week in Movies in the past.
Which I mean, they have sheets online.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do it, actually.
And it gives me a reason to, like, create a calendar.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad way
to do it. That's not bad. Yeah. Then The Leftovers, we're talking about movies and TV shows that aren't superhero or Star Wars related. It's a lot of that. Then some trailer talk, where we talk about a trailer we saw. And We Viewed Reviewed, where we talk about movies and TV shows we watched. Then a discussion. Then Netflix recommendations. We don't have any video game news this week, but I'm going to incorporate that into Superhero Star Wars and The Leftovers, because
it fits.
Why should I discriminate against video games?
That's true. Shouldn't be categorized alone.
I mean, mainly it's just a leftover section, and I just think we should have a discussion straight to Netflix recommendations.
Makes sense.
End with a discussion. So let's get into it. Some Suicide Squad news. Batman supposedly is going to appear in the flesh. Originally, they said he was going to appear on like a monitor.
Because
I know what happened. I know like some plot points got leaked out. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
No, I saw that plot points get leaked out.
But you didn't read them.
And then
smart move.
I literally like read the headline, or then I'll maybe start the story, and it's like major spoilers ahead. And I'm like, okay, never mind.
Oh, see, then I go to Latino Review, and they don't give you any of those warnings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think they do, but it's just like full of that. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Full of that deep cover
information,
stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah, then I gotta go to the lesser websites that warn me.
Yeah, so then they're always like, we don't know how like if this is like the old script or if it's a new script.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. So they say he's going to appear in the flesh, and it's leading up to his own movie in 2019, which might be based on The Dark Knight Returns with the Joker.
Oh, the Joker half of that?
Yeah. So like the beginning half of Dark Knight Returns. Which I don't understand. Like, so they're going to do like the second half of Dark Knight Returns?
First.
And then the second half. This leads me. But then I was like, oh, why don't they just. They could just do it first. With Jared Leto. I actually didn't even put that. Like, those two together. Like, Jared Leto would just be in Dark Knight. Oh, I guess he can't be in Dark Knight Returns and then be in Suicide Squad. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Because that'd be the wrong way to go.
Yeah.
Because they've already set it up this way. So, and they're already starting.
Well, it's also assuming that what happens in Dark Knight Returns, like what happens to the Joker in Dark Knight Returns, happens to the Joker in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you'd set it up that way, but they're getting it out of the way where when Batman and Superman meet, they're already at odds instead of setting it up where they have a long relationship and then they fight.
I'm still very optimistic about the whole movie, the two movies.
Oh, really? That you think they're still going to come out this year?
Yeah, Jupiter Ascending. Remember, because one of our friends told us.
Yeah.
Jupiter Ascending is where they're going to show the Batman vs. Superman trailer.
And you think that that's when they're going to tell us?
Yeah.
So will you give up hope if it doesn't happen then?
I'll give up hope on like October 19th or whatever the day was.
The day before. Like, we're going to release this whole movie.
I think they might pull a Beyonce, honestly. They could just
pull
a Beyonce.
It would totally work, because at least for us.
Could you imagine...
I can't imagine it, not at all.
If you're walking down the street, it's equivalent to Willy Wonka. Everything in my life goes back to Willy Wonka. And you're in wherever, and you hear a big commotion outside. And you're like, what's going on? He's like, there's a new Batman and Robin, or Batman movie. And you're like, what? They're like, where is this, online? He's like, no, you have to buy a movie ticket to see it. And you're like, class on dismissed. Because you're in a classroom setting for some reason.
I couldn't see anything like that. That'd be crazy. That'd be the most crazy. Pretty awesome. But like,
it'd be like so dumb.
The normal people would never find out about it, even if it was out, or like they'd probably get headlines and stuff, but they'd be like, what?
You would have a terrible Friday, but you'd have like probably an amazing Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. It's hard for me to get into the mindset of the casual moviegoer, so I don't even know what their reaction would be.
I assume they would just, like, it would be on, you would blanket the news if there was, like, a Batman movie coming out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be, like, on regular news, that'd be, like, a top story. That's a pretty big deal. If they secretly released a movie.
Yeah, they're just like, we're going to pull a Beyonce.
Yeah.
I think it's doable. What do they have to lose? Actually, a lot.
A lot. Money. And their whole franchise they sent, like, they already have 6 years, 5 years planned out.
What if they release it on Netflix?
That'd be the stupidest one.
That'd be crazy.
They wouldn't make any money.
I think you say it's stupid because you don't have Netflix.
I know.
I think it'd be amazing.
I wouldn't get to see it.
If I just woke up on like that Friday and I'm just like, let's see what's on Netflix. Batman. I probably would call in sick to work and just watch Batman all day.
Just keep watching it.
On loop. Yeah.
That'd be the strangest, weirdest thing, but would be awesome at the same time.
Awesome for like us, like literally two people.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
That's
for
the thing.
Everyone else, it would suck.
When you go to think the mainstream, they need all this marketing and everything. I think to build up, but
for Batman though,
I mean, I think they still need it for some reason.
I think they wouldn't need as much because people are like, I think the general public is so stupid. That they'll be like, oh yeah, this movie was supposed to come out anyways.
Yeah.
And then they'll just have to heavily market the second movie.
Or they think they're re-releasing The Dark Knight again or something.
Oh no, I'm thinking they're like, oh yeah, this is Batman vs. Superman, like Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
And then they just have to heavily market that, like, after the movie comes out. Like, oh, that's not Dawn of Justice. We have another Dawn of Justice, like the actual Dawn of Justice is coming out.
Yeah. Like, what? Some people, if they bring it up out of nowhere, they might be confused. And they're like, oh, they're showing the Dark Knight screening or something in theaters. Like, if it's unannounced and they're just so, oh, Batman movie, they're like, oh, the Dark Knight, they're just streaming it at the theater for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, until all the news stories got out. But when it first came out, people would be confused.
I'd buy a ticket. But this is weird.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why this is here.
it'd be like a secret show like that they do in LA, like when the Rolling Stones come to town and they play as another band.
Yeah.
And then you go in and it's like
that'd
a
be even more
club,
awesome if like, they literally didn't even say the title. Like you have to buy, you just go to some Warner Brothers movie, and it's like, what if they did it during Jupiter Ascending? It's like everyone knows Jupiter Ascending is going to be terrible.
Jupiter Ascending is just,
it's just
a
cover
for like the next Batman movie.
Yeah, and that they just literally just play it, and they're like, everyone knows Jupiter
how
Ascending
crappy would
sucks.
You feel though if you're Channing Tatum or
you would feel
Mila
terrible.
Kunis or Eddie Redmayne.
Well, you know, there's those hardcore people that are like, hey, I wanted to see Jupiter Ascending anyway.
Or the Wachowskis. Or let's see.
Hey, they already pushed the movie back. They don't care about it, obviously.
They're like, you guys already got paid.
Yeah, they don't worry about it.
That would be pretty amazing.
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
And then we got a lot of Suicide Squad news. Jake Gyllenhaal is not going to replace Tom Hardy. He said no to it already. So they
smart move.
They have,
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows how Suicide Squad's going to go? But
yeah.
So they've moved on. They're trying. They're looking at John Bernthal, who was Shane on The Walking Dead.
He's also in Wolf of Wall Street. And he was also in a little TV show I like to call The Class.
All right.
Lasted one season.
I'll take your word about that. And Joel Egerton, who was in Exodus.
Yeah, that Christian Bale movie.
Yeah, which I didn't see that. I think he was in Zero Dark 30. He was just some army dude. So this part's
along with wait, wasn't Chris Pratt in that movie?
Chris Pratt was in that movie, too.
Very minor role.
This guy was a very minor role, also. But Rick Flagg's some army dude, so I guess that's why they're looking at him. So we'll see where that goes. I guess they haven't got as big a names for that. Now that Jake Gyllenhaal's passed, they're like, oh, let's move down the list. So if we get too many rejections, it's going to look really weird. So I like John Berthel. I could see that.
I liked him a lot in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, I could see that.
Didn't like him in Walking Dead, but I don't think you're supposed to like him.
Nah, he's a dick in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I think that was the character. That's why.
I mean, he was a dick in Wolf of Wall Street.
You see at the end, he gets like a redemption, sort of, like towards the end. Like, not a redemption, but you hate the other guys more, being a dick to him, so he's more sympathetic.
Like that briefcase scene is so funny.
Yeah, that whole scene.
You feel so bad for it.
So we'll see where that goes. I mean, it's looking every week we're either going to know if he's turning it down or accept it.
That'd be crazy if they get John Bernthal then, because it'd be him and Margot Robbie back together in another movie.
Yeah. I keep thinking they're going to get Leonardo DiCaprio for some reason in this movie.
Like, it's surprising they haven't gotten him.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to show up. They literally like going down their Warner Brothers like sheet of how they're casting all these people. It seems like. And then we got other Suicide Squad news. I think these two are rumors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Sinise is being looked at as General Eiling.
Yeah.
And Joe
Manganiello.
Manganiello may play Deathstroke. So I didn't even know Deathstroke was going to be in this movie.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was so confused when I read this. I was like, they're replacing Will Smith, because like I always replace, or in my head, Deathstroke and Deadshot are very similar.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait, they're going to put Deathstroke in this movie? That makes it even more confusing.
Yeah.
Like adding another person, but...
Yeah, that's very confusing. Unless he's playing a minor role, which would be weird, because Deathstroke's a major character.
Yeah. They should just get the guy from Arrow.
I know, yeah. They're just trying
to incorporate the universes.
They should somehow do that. But Gary Sinise, I love that casting. If that's
true. Just rewatched Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Were you there when I was talking about that? Oh, I talked about like Bubba Gump.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That Bubba Gump, like the restaurant, came out from Forrest that Gump. Movie.
Because
I always thought that restaurant existed before that movie existed.
That's what I thought.
But it was like owned by Viacom, who's like the parent company of Paramount.
Yeah.
Who put out.
So they make money off that now. They like own that restaurant, Viacom?
Yeah. I don't know if they still do, but I assume so.
They started it.
If I was Tom Hanks, I'd like own it. I'd buy it.
Yeah.
They so baller. It's like, it makes a lot of sense though, because like I've only been to Bubba Gump once, but like you go in there, they ask you Forrest Gump trivia. They have signs that say, like, run, Forrest, run, and stuff like that. Like, if you want.
I've never been there, but.
Okay. It's really. I didn't like. Well, I'm vegetarian, so of course I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. Well, I never heard much about it, like, people raving about it or anything.
Oh, I went.
I just
and they
know
had
it
an avocado
exists.
Sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
only thing vegetarian they had on the menu.
They probably don't. They're not catering to that.
Yeah, and they had trivia.
I wonder if you won the trivia. That's really the
the
basis, I would think.
They did have a guy who looked like Gary Sinise in a wheelchair, though.
That was like a person who worked there. Or was that just some patron who's like, I'm so into this. I come here every day and just sit here.
Lieutenant Dan, you can call me Lieutenant Dan. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. Like,
well, very realistic.
Yeah.
But the dude's like, I don't even know who Lieutenant Dan is.
Yeah.
I'm just some homeless dude.
It's actually Del Taco Dan.
Yeah. That's what happened to that guy.
Yeah.
I missed that guy.
He joined the army and then got captured and got his legs cut off. So, yeah. If you've been to Bubba Gump, let us know and tell us how the shrimp is. Don't tell us how the avocado sandwiches are because I could already attest to that.
Yeah, they already know.
They're all right. Service sucked, though. That's what. And then that's the one thing. I think that's the thing that ruined it for me. I went with someone who I didn't know that well, but was like a friend of a friend. And I got...
And she's like, this is great.
No.
Bubba Gump's awesome.
I wish. But I got a little angry because like we were waiting for our check for like 30 minutes. And if you've been to a restaurant with me, you understand. Like, I get really... If I have to wait that long for a check, I start getting really mad. Because I'm like, dude, I have things to do. Like... 30 minutes.
I think that's most people. That's pretty irritating.
But then that person snitched on me to our mutual friend, saying like, oh yeah, like Drew got really angry at the restaurant.
Wow.
And I'm like, you don't know me that much because I get really angry about like smaller things.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I think that put a
that doesn't make the experience any better. It's already at like this level and then it's just lowering it even farther.
I was like, I'd rather just go alone. And I went there before I saw Forrest Gump. Maybe that changed it too.
Yeah, I think you almost have to have seen Forrest Gump
going into it.
And then it rises you up if they're like a Forrest Gump trivia and all that.
They had trivia and I won the trivia at my table. Shows the people I went with are idiots because I knew the answer to a movie I haven't seen yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, let's move on. Let's stop talking about Bubba Gump. They didn't sponsor the show, so.
Yeah. So we got some Aquaman rumors. This is a very rumor-filled
episode.
I mean,
No, we got some confirmation.
We do have some confirmation.
We got the last two pieces of superhero news.
Yes.
Five pieces of superhero news are all confirmation.
Okay.
So we're going to just start the episode with rumors.
Start with rumors, lead into real stuff. So we got some rumors for Aquaman. The director they're looking at is the director of 300 Rods of an Empire, who's Noam Murrow.
And he's also, I can't think of a pun, I was going to say known to murder a franchise. Noam Murrow.
Sure.
Durr.
That's a stretch, but I'll give it to you. But makes sense with the Zack Snyder connection. And
but it's kind of shocking because like that movie didn't do well.
I know. It is a weird choice, if it's true.
But I also heard, who was it? Because they were saying, like, Entourage might have predicted it right. Because in Entourage...
Who'd they say?
Wasn't it James Cameron who directed Aquaman?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, there was some weird connection between Noam Murrow and James Cameron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if they...
If they actually got James Cameron to direct it, that would be even more impressive.
He's got so many avatars to do.
Yeah, he's like, I'm directing avatars and I'm going down in submarines. I don't need your money. I wonder what kind of movie they could get James Cameron to direct. Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's at this point in his career, it's his terms. He's like, I'm doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I unless you pay him a ton of money, I think.
Like if Marvel approached
him. Or someone, a friend of his, like said.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet are like, let's be in another movie together.
Yeah. I think he'd have to be talked into it. Otherwise, he'll do what he wants because he's pretty solid where he's at.
I want to see the Expendables of his career. So it's like all the people who acted with him.
Put them all in one movie. Get some Arnold action.
Yeah, maybe throw some avatars in there.
But all in one movie.
Yeah. And like they can breathe underwater. I think he directed The Abyss.
No, I'm not sure. Sounds right.
Yeah.
And then the other rumor for
Aquaman. Oh, he's still in New York. I'm sure he's still in New York.
Oh, he is still in New York. Did he get canceled or he's just wanted to
stay? He said he might be here for a couple of days, LOL.
Oh, weather. But the other rumor for Aquaman was they're looking at Carl Urban, who's in Star Trek.
Who's that?
He's Bones.
Oh, cool.
The doctor. a supporting role. And people think it's a villain role.
Ooh.
Which I think that's a good idea.
I like the way his like face is sculpted.
Yeah.
He seems like he could be
he has a good villain look. Some
yeah, like what's his brother's name? Aquaman's brother? A half brother.
I don't know his name.
Well, he was also in Dredd.
Oh yeah, he was Dredd.
Oh snap.
Yeah. But Dredd was he had like a mask on the whole time, I think the whole movie.
No, I thought he takes it off in the original. I know there's some like he never takes the mask off normally.
Yeah.
And then he did take the mask off in one of the movies. And that was very controversial.
Yeah.
That just shows you how informed we are on this podcast.
We're exactly.
Like, we're I like, know probably one thing happens and it was really like a big deal. So I know it happened either in the remake or the original that
it was like one of two things happened, they were the exact opposite. It was a big deal. I know which one's a big deal, but I know both movies exist,
but I've never seen either of them.
Yes. It's because they flopped. So
yeah.
Stuff that was way long ago that flopped, it's hard for us to keep up. We keep up on other recent stuff that flopped sometimes.
I know he's a big deal in England. I know England really loves Judge Dredd because he's an English character.
That is true.
But and I know Sylvester Stallone played the original. And I know the video game was pretty cool. What more do you need?
That's a pretty good information for the average person who would not know all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think we're on a good level.
Yeah.
And then we got some Doctor Strange rumors. I don't even know how to say this guy's name.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
There you go. From 12 Years of Slaves. He's nearing a deal to become the Ancient One.
Which is cool because that means he's going to be back with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
This is just a bunch of reunite. We should have just reunited. It's crazy because that was the theme for This American Life last week was reunited.
Was it?
And it feels so good. That was the name of the episode. And the whole episode was just a bunch of stories about people being reunited with things. One of the cool episodes. I'm just going to talk about This American Life for a little bit because it was really cool this week.
Go ahead.
They had this bull named Chance. This couple had a bull named Chance. I forgot how they found it. Really nice bull. Lovely bull. The bull dies. And then, it was a big bull. It was famous. They would take it. It was in a bunch of movies. Mm-hmm. It was in a bunch of like promotion things. It was a big deal. I guess it was a really big bull. People take their pictures with Chance. And then Texas or UTA, University of Texas, Austin, I believe, or maybe it was Texas A&M, had a cloning program they wanted to start trying out. So they're like, can we take some of your bull's DNA? So they did. Then Chance died. Then it was an old bull, and they successfully cloned the bull.
Wow.
You know what the name of the second bull?
Second Chance.
Yep. Second Chance. How amazing. That's like perfect to me. But then they got Chance when he was 7, and they weren't sure how he acted before that. Second Chance went straight to Chance's stall and lied down in the same way. He eats the same way, which isn't normal, I guess. But he gored the owner twice, which Chance never did.
Wow.
But the owner's like...
Evil clones.
Yeah, but the owner is like... He's like, are you convinced that it's not Chance yet? And he's like, no, I'm going to wait until he's 7. If he does it after he's 7, then I know he's not the same Chance, because obviously if you have a clone, it's just like a twin. It's not like you can't like replicate.
Yeah,
if I had a clone, it's not going to be a podcast.
It's nurture, yeah. It's nurture and nurture versus nature.
Yeah,
that's the debate.
So that's all I wanted to talk. Okay, that we can talk.
All right, that was interesting.
No superheroes, but
yeah.
I mean, isn't it just
that cloning was interesting? I'm interested.
Cloning,
by it. Yes.
Has animals,
yes,
and the animal
that's basically out of the superhero world.
Yeah,
cloning animals. Come on,
and like evil clone. What more do you need?
Exactly. So, but this Doctor Strange rumor, because they were looking at like Morgan Freeman and like older guys, but mm-hmm. It looks like they may be going a different direction.
But I have some more news that I brought right in here. We have some information on who Andy Serkis might be in Age of Ultron and Black Panther. He's like Claw. But it's a combination of like two characters, which were both Claw, like mm-hmm. the one character, and then that character's grandfather. He's gonna be a combination.
Oh yeah. Because I was actually reading up or watching YouTube videos on like Ultron, like the Age of Ultron storyline, but like just the first appearance of Ultron and stuff. And he was a big character in like he was a big part of that storyline. And yeah. then, like, he's a big part of Black Panther's story.
He's going to play Ulysses Claw. But Ulysses Claw and his father, he's a combination of two combo characters, Ulysses Claw and his father, Fritz Claw. That doesn't mean Fritz won't exist in MCU, but Circus's Ulysses will have most of Fritz's attributes from the books, including a connection to Baron von Strucker and the Howling
so
Commandos.
So this is a rumor, or this is...
This is a rumor.
We know it.
Okay. In the books, Claw is a Dutch physicist who murders Wakandan leader T'Chaka in front of his teenage son, T'Challa. T'Challa, who eventually becomes a Black Panther, fights back by turning Claw's own weapon against him, permanently destroying Claw's right hand. How appropriate that like a character named Claw has like a hand destroyed.
That's usually how it works. That's like Captain Hook.
No, he wasn't named. He wasn't called.
Is this
Captain
guy
Hook
Claw? And, is the guy Claw named really Claw?
Yeah, like his father's name is K L A U E, and then he changes his name to K L A W.
Last name. So that's kind of different.
That's like I'm going to change my last name. Eventually, when someone shoots off my hand and I replace it with a boat paddle,
exactly.
to Dhruv Paddle instead
go.
Of Dhruv Patel.
Like that.
Which is a weird thing to replace my hand with. But
it would be very, I'll be able not to very useful, but...
I'll be able to stir, like, pots of soup really well.
I was thinking, like, you would literally, you'd be able to paddle in a boat, but then you'd just go around in circles.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be useful at all.
Want to be very efficient the other
but,
hand.
But I think like, it would actually be useful in stirring things up.
Yeah, it could be like a great soup chef.
Yeah. So I'm down for that with Doctor Strange, though.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
So see where that leads. And then we got some confirmed news, X-Men Apocalypse news. We were talking about casting for Cyclops, Storm, and Jean Grey, and we got our cast. We got Sophie Turner as Jean Grey.
Who's Sansa Stark.
Yes. Ty Sheridan is Cyclops, who was Ellis in Mud. He's like the main kid. And then Alexandra Shipp is Storm.
Let me find something else she's in so we don't leave her out.
Yeah. I think she was in stuff I haven't seen.
She was in Aaliyah, Princess of R&B. She's also in Straight Outta Compton. She was in the sequel to Drumline. Is that enough?
That's enough, because I haven't seen any of those things. But, looks good to me, this casting.
And that ship with two P's.
Yes. We'll see how it goes. I mean, they look... Looks like it's shaping up, that movie. Cast-wise, I don't think there's any major parts they still have to get.
Yeah. And then this was really interesting. Oscar Isaac was promoting his movie that's out in like smaller theaters called Most Violent Year, I think. And he said Apocalypse. He was talking about Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And they're like, are we going to recognize you as Apocalypse? He said, yes, it's going to be a mix of practical effects and special effects. So that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
I'm excited
to see
that.
how it turns up looking.
Because that's the one thing I have a problem with Thanos. Is like you can kind of see
he's overly CG.
Josh Brolin,
yeah,
but like not.
Like I wonder if they'll change it going up to into Infinity Wars, because this was really they had him in Avengers at the end do that thing,
yeah.
And then they put him here. But I'm sure it wasn't like a like Josh Brolin just did voice or something. He didn't really do much for it. And I think like that casting probably happened around when they were making that movie, so I don't think that was like a huge thing. So I'm wondering if they will change it.
To make it look more like him?
Yeah, I feel like he'll be doing more acting in it as opposed to just sitting in some chair where it's all CGI pretty much. I know they use like James Gunn's brother as a stand-in or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they'll make it more practical.
Sean Gunn.
Yeah. So we'll see where they go there. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
And some Guardians of the Galaxy news. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, there's more news. Lee Pace, a.k.a. Ronan, will not appear in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So that's cool.
Makes sense.
I don't want him. Like, I know people liked him.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I think
him.
You could explore more, but I mean, they're
not
trying
to... Not how they ended the movie, though.
I know.
Because it, like, explodes.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Like, they didn't utilize him enough, really.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't... explore him enough. I thought it was cool enough when
he like bashes that dude's head with the hammer, yeah. And then you see the blood.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, they seem to be doing all the right things on Guardians too. They're we're not trying to rehash the same movie.
Yeah.
They're not going to rehash the same movie. They're going to make a new thing. So should be good. And then we got some TV superhero news. Supergirl show. They've got their Supergirl. It's Melissa Benoist from Whiplash and Glee. So this is our second Glee TV superhero after Flash. Flash Grant Gustin was from Glee.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I like her a lot though.
Yeah.
I mean Whiplash. I was telling someone that earlier. I was like, I feel like I really supported Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
And my support directly led to the success of
that's
J.K.
what happened.
Simmons.
They're like, this guy on a podcast and he talks about superheroes liked Whiplash a lot. Therefore, connect those two and put her in a superhero show.
And J.K. Simmons won that Golden Globe for best supporting actor. So,
yeah. So it's all because of me. All because you like the movie.
I watched that movie again this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I love it.
Cool.
And I watched the short film that was based on. That also has J.K. Simmons in it. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, because I also saw Whiplash.
Nice. So what do you think about this casting?
Yeah, it's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
We still don't know if it's going to be in the Arrow Flash. They're still hashing that out.
Because this is supposed to be on CBS?
It's CBS, yeah. So I like it a lot. We'll see how, because I'm sure their big fear is like a female-led superhero show or whatever.
I mean, I'm still going to be skeptical about it because like Wonder Woman... Remember how like Wonder Woman came so far?
Yeah,
I mean, and like then got canceled.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be interesting to see where because it's like they're like harder characters to do kind of thing.
I don't think they are.
Are they not?
I think we have it like
well
in
the
our
Wonder.
Head.
I think the Wonder Woman thing's harder than Supergirl.
Yeah, because
the Wonder Woman thing was like they didn't have like a right costume. They were doing weird stuff.
They did all the weird stuff. They did like the jeans.
Yeah, and like. Wonder Woman is, it's better when...
And they changed the origin.
Yeah.
I think that's like a lot of stuff that they just messed around with that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I think they're like, people are overcomplicating it.
Yeah. They just try too hard to like, we have to make it so it's one thing that it's, and that takes away from what it really is.
Yeah.
Like you might as well call it a different show. You're making up a new
like
character.
Super Woman.
Yeah. You're just making up
a... No, don't do that. That's a bad name.
No, that's
Let me try
name.
Again. Powerful. Powerful Woman.
Powerful Woman. I'm going to see that Powerful Woman show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But so, I'm excited about this show.
Yeah.
And then Gotham news. Red Hood is going to appear in Gotham.
I'm excited. I want to see which Red Hood it is. So.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of Red Hoods.
I really hope it's like the one that has like the weird fishbowl thing on his head. I don't know what to call him. I like that one.
Yeah.
Because he looks crazy.
Yeah. It looks like ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm like, how can he see through that?
Yeah.
With a giant like
that should be fun.
Dome on his head.
Yeah. So they're like reaching, they're like, we're gonna milk every single villain
character
we can think of, yeah.
Well actually, yeah, it has to be that one, right? It can't be any
It can't
future.
Be like Joker stuff. It can't be like Robin stuff.
Yeah, because they don't exist yet.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of Red Hoods.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And some comic book news. Marvel Universe. They're going to destroy the whole universe, including the Ultimate Universes.
Taking it down?
Yeah, and coming to an end with the Secret Wars issue 1. And then they're going to rebuild and relaunch all the titles. Which is a perfect time to get back into comics.
Yeah.
Because I just stopped like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess I have to go back.
So is this similar to like
New
52? New
52. Marvel kind of did it themselves with Marvel Now.
Yeah.
But I guess it wasn't as like...
It wasn't as permanent.
Yeah. Because like DC, when they did it, they literally just canceled all their books.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So that's what they're doing here.
That's
Marvel.
Interesting.
But yeah. It'll be exciting to see what happens and how it'll probably end up in a movie from like 5 years from now.
Yeah. Because they're like, we wait.
Yeah. Now for some Star Wars movie news.
All right, so the spinoff has some news. They've done some testing for the female lead of the most current Star Wars spinoff, because I think they got two. They already have directors for two of them or something. Yeah, so they're looking at Rooney Mara, Kate Mara, Tatiana Maslany, and Felicity Jones are testing for the lead.
I don't like Kate Mara. I don't want her to be in it.
Yeah, Kate Mara was like, they tested both Rooney Mara and Kate Mara? I didn't think they usually go out for the same parts. Seemed odd to me.
I think I'm going to turn my back on her until Fantastic Four comes out. I don't need her in House of Cards anymore. She's not going to appear in the new season.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of harsh. But
that is kind of harsh. Just this, these people in the Star Wars movie and then Aaron Paul's connected somehow seems weird in my head. Yeah. I don't see it.
Sounds weirder than Miles Teller and Kate Mara in a movie. Does that make... After watching Whiplash, does it make you concerned at all about Fantastic Four, knowing that Miles Teller is going to be in?
I was just not a big fan of that dude. Like, I don't like it, but I mean, that's just...
I don't think he's very fitting for them. I don't know how good of an actor he is, though. Maybe he's a great actor, and he's just not normally like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. But I don't know. I think the trailer will probably look awesome for Fantastic. I don't know. It should be coming out soon, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like Super Bowl or something. I don't know when that trailer's supposed to be coming out. But that's the testing for the
female lead.
Yeah. And then we got the weird rumor, which makes a lot of sense if you think about it. They're saying that the next spinoff will actually focus on Boba Fett and Han Solo.
Now, I'm really excited for this because in my head, I instantly thought of American Gangster, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
With Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. You see, like, Denzel Washington as the drug dealer. I forgot. The name's slipping me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But and then Russell Crowe was, like, the detective after him. And there you kind of see, like, both sides of the story.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot.
Yeah, it just makes too much sense. Like, why not combine a movie where it's, like, Boba Fett hunting down Han Solo, like, for a separate reason, but something that happened before or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it would be a prequel to what happened before Star Wars, the original.
Yeah.
But that leads me to believe what's the second spinoff going to be then?
Anything.
It can be anything.
Jawas. I'll watch a movie on Jawas.
Jawas spinoff.
History of moisture farming. I want to know why they're farming moisture. Tusken Raiders, why are they so weird?
Let's see, did pod racing end when...
Yeah.
Like, when Luke Skywalker's there, is there still pod racing going on? Is that not going on anymore? Did the Empire disband pod racing? They're like, no! Nobody will be subjected to this again. I don't know. These are questions I need answered.
There's so many... Still.
So many weird things. Star Wars universe is confusing and weird.
Jabba the Hutt. What's the name of his little pet thing?
I know you're talking about.
He has like a really weird name.
Yeah, he has a weird name. Crumbs? It's something...
Something like Scrum.
He's got like two names. It's like... I'm really mad I don't know it right now.
I'm really mad that my internet is, like...
It's not working.
Salacious B. Crumb.
There you go. Salacious B. Crumb.
He has a B. He has a middle name.
He's got a B in there. What's the history of that guy? How did he start working for Jabba?
Kowakian monkey lizard employed as a court jester for the Hutt crime
lord.
Oh, that's
what he is?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was, like, a pet.
Jabba Deslijic Tior, known for his shrill laugh and sadistic sense of humor, Crumb started out as little more than a vermin on... Quen space station during the days of the Galactic Republic, eventually escaping onto a ship belonging to Jabba the Hutt. When Jabba
But this isn't real canon, right?
This is according to Wikipedia.
Is Wikipedia? It's not canon, though, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm interested anyway. Keep going.
When Jabba found Crumb eating from his food bowl, he attempted to digest him, though the Kowakian monkey lizard escaped, covering Jabba's two henchmen with goo in the process. Jabba found this extremely amusing and offered Crumb a role as his court jester. Wow. If Salacious managed to amuse Jabba at least once a day, he would be allowed to eat and drink as much as he wished. However, if he failed to do so, he would be killed. For over a dozen years, he lived in Jabba's palace, playing many tricks and practical jokes at some of the palace's regulars, and becoming one of the most disliked members of Jabba's court.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. He died in 4 ABY, when Jabba's sail barge exploded over the Great Pit of Carcoon.
Jeez.
There's even more detail.
Oh my gosh.
After this, but I'm not going to read any of that because there's like quotes from
what
him.
What an existence.
All day, every day, Hutt say, Crumb, Salacious Crumb, he say, Salacious Crumb, make me laugh now or I eat you. Salacious Crumb, describing his employment. I want to meet an editor for this website.
He's got to live day after day, knowing that if he doesn't make him laugh today. That Jabba seems like a guy that laughs at everything, though. He sure laughed a lot at Return of the Jedi. Ho, ho, ho. I think he just laughs at everything.
Yeah.
Just say Han Solo and Carbonite, and he'll be like, ho, ho, Solo.
Let's move on to some This Week in Movies and the Now. In theaters this week, Black or White, a movie where Kevin Costner adopts a black girl. And
which one is it?
Gets adopted.
Is it black or
oh,
white?
Oh, no. He faces a lot of ridicule from Octavia Spencer.
I think Bill Burr is in this movie.
Really?
Yes.
I heard Kevin Costner made this movie because he has like a kid he adopted. Like
oh,
black kid
I
he
think
adopted.
You are right.
Wow.
Actually.
Crazy.
Sounds right.
The Loft, which is a thriller.
Taylor.
Yeah. Michael Jackson is not in it.
Oh. Boo.
And Project Almanac, where it's that movie where kids can mess with time travel, and then they had that video of that plane crash in it, and then they decided to take out that video of the plane crash.
Because it was a real plane crash. Real Who does that?
That's crazy.
It's messed up.
Like, that's insane. So yeah, there's that. And then
Who
thought that would be okay?
I know.
Like, might as well incorporate... No, that's not the same, because a lot of movies have done that. And
but they call it to what it is.
Like, yeah.
Well,
like, they were implying that they're responsible for the plane crash,
I think. But I wonder if they said that they were, like, that same type of plane crash, or they just said a plane crash in general. And
I think it was just
footage.
A plane crash in general.
It would have been weird, like if you did a movie... I keep going back to September 11th.
But, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But if you, like, did time travel and you messed up and you made September 11th happen, that'd be really weird, too.
But then you didn't describe it as September 11th. You were like, oh, this happened on November 13th.
Yeah, that would have been even worse.
And it wasn't, like, United Flights, and it also wasn't the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. But then you still used
the same
September
footage.
11th footage.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's a good idea to cut that out. I don't know how it even got that far. But I think this is just a week or two ago they decided.
Oh, like
out.
This week.
Yeah, like this last, week they just decided week, to cut it out. Like they're leaving it, like people must have screened
actually,
this movie
sure
with it.
If it was only in the trailer, though. It might have been in the trailer and not in the final movie, but I know they definitely took it out of the trailers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they took it out of the final movie. I was reading something.
On okay. It,
which, or like they just decided like this week to
That's
take it
nuts.
Out.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Netflix news on January 28th. Not news.
This weekend.
This weekend on Netflix. On January 28th, Chef and Beauty and the Beast Season 2. I think that's a CW show. I should ask Mandy. She might watch it.
Oh, with Kristen Crook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she Beauty, I assume?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show. I just seen
I assume
a
they
preview
could have
or
remade
so.
That show with me as the Beast with my beard and her as a Beauty because she is so beautiful. Let's move on to The Leftovers. In movie news this week, Beetlejuice 2. Tim Burton says he might be filming Beetlejuice 2 by the end of the year.
Interesting.
It's fast. It's amazing how fast he got over that divorce.
Yeah. Crazy. It's just... I don't know. Tim Burton doesn't seem like a guy who would like to go back to a sequel, but he seems very enthused about this Beetlejuice sequel, which is good news.
You guys be careful. We can't say that name one more time or else... Michael Keaton's going to appear in the
That's
show.
That's true, but that would be awesome also.
That would be awesome, but I don't want that to happen.
No, we don't have to tempt it.
The repercussions looked like very serious.
Yeah, there could be bad things to happen.
The giant snake alone, horrifying.
Yeah, that thing is...
The giant carnival ride thing.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then we got Star Trek 3 news. Simon Pegg is going to be co-writing Star Trek 3.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, he's a great writer
because
he co-wrote all the Cornetto trilogy. I think he co-wrote Space, the TV show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you hear about directing, this Star Trek 3 does not seem to off to the best start.
That's why I said hopefully.
As soon as JJ left it, it's all like hazy stuff. What's going on?
I would like to see Edgar Wright get back in this and co-write with him.
That would be
Could you imagine how awesome a Star Trek? That like would be Star insane. Trek 3 written by Edgar Wright? Because I mean, if you look at like the Cornetto trilogy, like they're all just like other movies.
Yeah.
And like, they're big nerds. So it'd be awesome to see them write like what they think a Star Trek movie should be.
Would be cool.
Now this is some weird news. I bring this up because my coworker was like, I was looking for this movie this week, and then my coworker was like, "Oh, I remember watching this movie when I was a kid. I can't remember. It was this big pile of goop that ate people." And I was like, "The Blob from 1958, starring Steve McQueen." And she's like, "Yeah, I was 4 years old." And I was like, "Holy shit, you're old as hell." But yeah, so The Blob is getting remade. Might get remade. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I thought that was weird that my coworker was talking about it.
And then it just happened
like that next day, like the news came out.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And then weird news also, Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 becomes the most successful movie of 2014 domestically. Now I thought this was interesting because in 2013 Iron Man 3 it knocked down Guardians of the Galaxy. In 2013, Iron Man 3 was the most successful movie, and Hunger Games: Catching Fire then knocked that one down in the beginning of 2015. Because I guess that movie's still in theaters. Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 still in theaters.
I guess so. I was wondering why was it like tabulated up now? How come we only know this now?
Because I think they still count like if the movie came as long as the movie came out in 2014.
Oh,
they count all that money.
Okay, I get it.
So then the next movie that comes out is going to, like, for 2015, this year, is, like, Avengers Age of Ultron, which is probably going to get knocked down by Mockingjay Part 2. But then Star Wars is going to come out right before the end of the year.
Yeah, so I think it's a safe bet that
Star Wars is
Hunger Games done. Is going to get knocked down this year. I would hope.
I would hope by Star Wars.
I would hope so. If not, I'd be kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But if it does, they'll probably find a way to make another Hunger Games, even though...
Yeah, even though it doesn't exist.
We need to make another Hunger Games. Look how much money it makes us.
Domestically. Netflix, the Duplass brothers, get a 4-picture deal with Netflix. So there is some Netflix news. I was quick to say, news.
Yeah, true.
Earlier. Wasn't looking to the
Netflix
future.
Is getting bigger and bigger and
yeah,
so much exclusivity to it.
Yeah, the Duplass. You might know Mark Duplass from The League. And he was also in that time travel movie. What was it called? Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah, there you go.
And his brother was in The Mindy Project with Mark Duplass. Like, they both of them were in The Mindy Project. And then they write a lot. So mm-hmm. I'm excited for this. They're like funny.
Yeah, they look like they have some good ideas.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes.
I think Destiny Pizza should get a 4-picture deal from Netflix.
Yeah, just give it to him. I mean, Sandler's got them. If Sandler gets them.
Yeah, I mean, are we on the list after Sandler?
Yeah, if he's getting them, and what has he done lately? Nothing.
I mean, I assume we're on the same list that Judd Apatow's like, okay, let me make a movie with these people. And it's like Seth Rogen, Adam Sandler. Destiny Pizzas.
We're right there. We're right with that group.
Actually, no. His wife is on the top of that list because she's in every movie. Then it's her two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth Rogen.
But when you get down there, the point is we're on that list somewhere.
I think we're on that list.
Yeah. I think when you get down to it.
He's like, I don't even subscribe to your podcast. Why would I put you on my list? Because we have great ideas, Judd Apatow.
Everything we say comes true almost immediately.
Yeah.
So
talk about tastemakers. We have our finger, not our thumb, because that's not how you take a pulse, on the pulse of the industry.
We know what's going on.
And on the consumer. We know exactly what people want. Not really, because it's what we want.
We know what we want, and that's hard to come
by. And that's money. And so pay us, Judd Apatow.
Exactly. Boom.
And Netflix.
Bottom line.
What if we became a Netflix-exclusive podcast? Would that make you feel conflicted because you don't have Netflix?
Very much so.
You're like, I assume they would give us both Netflix for life after that.
I would hope so. I mean, yeah, you think that 4-picture deal, like, you're like, and will you throw in Netflix for me or something? Like, is there something in there where you're getting Netflix deal on the side of that deal? You getting a side deal?
I assume
deal?
So.
I assume you got to get a deal
within
in
your contract, it says, like, Netflix is what, like, $10 a month now?
Something like that.
I assume it's written into your contract. Yeah, that, like,
if not, I'd be kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But then again, when they what about, like, the actors? Like, because they make shows? I don't think they're included in that. Probably not. Because sometimes they make stuff and then they
I'm
sell it to
sure
Netflix.
If you, like, emailed them, you're like, I'm Cillian.
Like, I'm this guy.
Or I'm Killian Murphy. Wasn't Cillian? Killian. I found out I was pronouncing that name wrong my whole life.
From what?
From Batman, Dark Knight franchise. He's a scarecrow. It's Killian.
Oh.
It's spelled with a C.
Yeah.
Pronounced with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Killian Murphy. He's in Peaky Blinders, which is a
British
show, but it's like a Netflix exclusive show, quote unquote. Yeah. You could just email him and be like, hey, I'm on like one of your shows. Like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a cutoff, and then it's like, no, you're not big enough.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, one of the supporting, too low supporting, they'll be like, no, not you.
Like Kate Mara.
Yeah. It's like, you're not even in the show anymore. It's okay.
Well, you got killed off.
Yeah.
Homie.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a spoiler, too.
It's long enough. I don't know. I think it's been long enough. I don't know. Is there, like, a spoiler king who knows the rules?
I don't know. But I'm open to being a Netflix-exclusive podcast.
They have any podcasts right
no.
now?
No.
We could be the first. That'd
yeah,
be cool.
We could.
I'd like to be the first.
I want
to
email Netflix tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we have this podcast. We've been doing recommendations for movies to watch
from
on
day
the
one.
Service. Not from day one.
From
day,
day five.
Like 30 five. Or something.
From day 30. It's pretty good.
Or day maybe 15. But
from day at least over 50 times.
Yeah. So like
hey. Over half of our year podcast.
Look what
more
you guys did
year.
For like watch at home movies and TV shows. Look at the success of Serial in podcasts.
Podcasts are right at
podcasts
that point.
Are on the
They're
edge.
About to explode
How about
once you get them.
You push it over the edge and
it's
put
done.
Us on your channel.
It's over.
Yeah, like Netflix, but with podcasts.
And we'll even do a four podcast deal. We'll make new podcasts if we get it.
Yeah,
deal.
We'll do four podcasts a week
yeah.
if the money's right.
Mm-hmm. We will do it.
That'd be so awesome. Could you imagine if we got paid by Netflix to do four podcasts a week?
That'd be insane.
I'd be like, oh, that's dope. Like, I don't even have to do anything.
It's like, this is what I'm doing all the time.
Yeah. Or, like, maybe, like, a Mystery Science Theater deal where, like, they're like, oh, like, how about you want to do a Destiny Pizzas party? And then the silhouettes of the back of our heads show
yeah.
up on the bottom corner.
Oh, we just watch stuff on Netflix. That's
and we just
already
do a commentary.
On, yeah.
And then people are like, oh, yeah, I want to watch a commentary of, like, House of Cards with these guys.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, that Asian dude's into some weird shit and sex, man.
They should really do that. Like, have, like...
Stop. No. Trademark Destiny Pizza. It's our idea.
All right.
But they should. They used to actually have something like that on Xbox Live. You'd be able to watch Netflix with your friends and show little silhouettes of your characters, and you could talk during the movie.
Oh, really?
And it's synced up with everyone.
That's cool. But they don't do that anymore?
They got rid of that feature like, right away. I don't know why.
Seems like a good idea to me.
Yeah.
And then, interesting
news. I think that's our $1 million idea. We're, it's like, talking so nonchalantly about our $1 million idea.
That's true. It's a really good idea. I like it.
Like, what if it just uses your Skype, like, your webcam image, blacks it out, and then puts it in a theater seat, and you're just watching.
And then you got the silhouettes.
Yeah, like, so it's the like, dark, then, yeah. So if I'm talking to you, your silhouette is sitting next to mine, mm-hmm. and then we just talk while we watch the movie.
Yeah.
I don't have to see your face.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, this is a good idea.
Huh.
Okay.
But on to the next. This is weird news I saw the other day. The Jetsons are getting another animated movie.
You say another?
Well, they've had one. Like in the 90s, they had one.
I remember they had one where they met the Flintstones.
They had that one too. Yeah. So, I mean, they've had a couple movies.
But. Yeah, but apparently, like, a lot of people have been trying to get this done. Like, Kanye West was attached to a Jetsons movie.
That's weird.
He's a big Jetsons fan.
Huh.
He has a rap line about being Elroy.
Does he?
I think so.
But something, like, the one they made one in the 90s, and they said it flopped at the box office. And that was closer to when the Jetsons were...
Like, on TV, like
yeah.
in the 60s
now
or whatever.
They're, like, barely on TV.
I still love the Jetsons.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is a... I love the Jetsons, too. I think there is an audience for it.
Jetsons versus Flintstones. Which one do you prefer?
I like the Flintstones.
See, I like the Jetsons.
Yeah. I just like the
You're a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I think so.
Like the,
I've just seen so much many more Flintstones things.
I just like how the Jetsons never tried to sell me cigarettes.
The Flintstones tried to do that?
Yeah, the Flintstones
used to have cigarettes. They were in the olden times,
back in the day, yeah.
Really? That's crazy. I think by the time the reruns came around, they got rid of that stuff.
You can type in like Flintstones, like Winston. I think they advertise for Winston cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Fred Flintstone smoking cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I caught those in the reruns.
No, they never showed those ads. It was crazy. I was talking to my mom about air traffic, like airlines, and she was like, in your lifetime, you were able to smoke on an airplane.
That's weird.
And I was like, wow. I thought they banned it in 1971 or 1970 because in the movie, The Goods?
Mm-hmm.
Was it The Goods? With Jeremy Piven?
Yeah.
He makes a big deal about not being able to sell hard, play hard or whatever.
Yeah.
Or work hard, sell hard.
Something like that.
He makes a big deal about how we went to the moon when we could smoke on an airplane and now we can't. Like the next year, they banned smoking on airplanes. But it was just, it required a smoke-free section on an airplane.
Is that still like every single airplane in the world you can't smoke?
I think after 1998,
okay,
that's when they banned smoking in airplanes.
Yeah.
1998, after Tupac.
That is crazy when you think about it. Because like everyone's breathing that same air.
Yeah, like that's the craziest thing.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if you're in a different section or anywhere.
I remember when I was on an Air India flight, the smoking section was near the emergency exit. So you'd see people go back there and just smoke a cigarette on a plane.
So crazy.
That was like the first time I ever saw someone smoke on a plane. I was a little kid.
That's the next movie they should make, Smoke on a Plane. Where it's just people, it's just a movie about people, how they used to smoke on planes.
Or maybe someone's smoking weed on a plane and the pilot gets too high to fly a plane.
Isn't that what happens to Snoop Dogg? Or is that mushrooms?
Those are mushrooms.
Soul Plane.
And those aren't even the right shrooms. He eats like genital warts or something. It was like his African co-pilot. Like he had like some venereal disease. And he's eating these shrooms and Snoop Dogg like overdoses on shrooms.
Yeah. And I think it's like an hour. They're like flying to like Phoenix or something. It's it's really weird. That like, I don't know why you would go on a ball. You're like balling out on a flight for like an hour or less.
And it's all because he like won a lawsuit.
Yeah. That's a weird
movie. His dog gets killed. He loses his dog in flight and he sues the airline. And then he opens up his own airline.
Yeah. Such a weird movie.
That was a weird movie. And Method Man is his cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like the start of Kevin Hart, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart was in that movie.
Wasn't he the main guy?
Yeah.
He was like the main guy.
Oh, what a terrible movie. He started such a terrible career.
I know.
Whoa, Malaysia Airlines website was just hacked.
Whoa. Weird.
And then Obama's in India. That's,
yes?
Yeah, he's in India right now.
Interesting.
It's Republic Day tomorrow, which is our version of 4th of July.
Cool.
My version of it's like freaking...
Nice. You should not go to class or work tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Be like, don't you know it's 4th of July
it's
in
like,
India?
Hello?
Be like, actually, it's not. It's Republic Day. And, FX ordered a pilot from Donald Glover. That show's called Atlanta. And it's him and someone else. I forgot who. But he's, like, the cousin. He's, like, wants to be a rapper or something.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay.
And then, like, his cousin is a successful rapper.
And he's up and coming, he's trying to...
Yeah, he's, like, trying to become an up and coming rapper or something. Oh, it seemed weird. And I was like, this doesn't sound that good. I don't think I'll watch the show.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch one episode, which wound up being one season. But
gotta give it a test it out, maybe.
They just ordered a pilot, so
yeah,
doesn't mean anything.
Still early. They gotta watch the pilot and make sure it...
It's weird how I connect more with a white woman, like, God knows how old Pamela Adlon
is. Oh, like her show?
Her show. It seems more interesting to me than the show.
This is like, what?
I'm like, I don't want to watch the show. Trailer Park Boys... also got season 10 and 11 confirmed, which is awesome because I think season 8 was just on Netflix. And then they're making season 9 right now. And then 10 and 11. It was like, I was reading an interview with one of the guys and he was like, they like made this website called SwearNet because no TV show or no TV channel would let them swear that much. Yeah, season 8 just aired. Okay.
So they weren't like, total uncensorship.
Yeah, and then Netflix like was just like, oh, we'll do it. Like, and he was like, the money was too good to say no, and like it let us really make an awesome show. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like the big thing nowadays is like the freedom FX is giving people, the freedom Netflix is giving people.
Yeah.
The freedom like online is giving people, like Yahoo's buying Community and like all the
still in
Amazon's
for a
buying
channel
shows
to buy A to Z, but
yeah. Not quite yet.
Well, like you just said Amazon, and it was Transparent is on Amazon with Jeffrey Tambor, where he's like a grandfather or something, and he's like, I want to be a woman now. Like, that show is not running on any channel as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any, especially not basic cable.
Yeah, and it's winning awards and stuff.
It's winning, like, Golden Globes.
Yeah.
We're so nominated for Emmys and stuff.
It's like, I think, like, well, cable seems to be, like, loosening up
like
slowly
HBO
over
and
time
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah, I'd say so, because there's a show Hung about, like, a gigolo and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, especially those, like, HBO and Showtime and stuff. I guess they really pushed it to be, but people want even more freedom and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think it also helps when you're not, if you're online or something, you're not on a schedule.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't have a season.
Oh,
there's
like
no season to release a season. It's like, oh, we got to do a fall. We got to do a fall show. Then we have that winter break. And then we have the winter premiere and all of that, where you just cut all that out.
I mean,
you're like, we either release them all the same day, or we'll release them in March or April, like a random month they choose.
It's like, look at, Marco Polo. Like, I heard that show wasn't that successful for Netflix.
Yeah.
They still renewed it for another season.
Exactly.
What was that other show?
They're willing to give
Hemlock
things
Grove?
More of a chance also, because they have the... They're like, I see potential as long as they see something, and then we're network, they're like, if it's not succeeding right away, we got to get rid of this because we're losing money right now.
Yeah.
And they can't afford it.
Well, I mean, like, because they have time that they have to, like, work around. Netflix doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
They don't.
It gives you so much more freedom where...
Yeah, they're like, we can just throw up, like, a million shows at one time.
Yeah.
And if people want to consume it, they'll consume it. And if they don't, they don't.
Exactly.
Where TV shows are like, well, we have to figure out what block each show is going to work on. And if it's going to work on Fridays at 7, or if it's going to work on, like, Tuesdays at 8, we have to figure that out.
Yeah. That's why I'm wondering how these, like, movie deals are going to work. Because, like, they signed this 4-movie deal, like, the Duplass brothers, like...
I think it has to be within a few years. They have to have a time limit on
it. I'm sure there's a time limit, but I wonder if they'll have more flexibility because it's a Netflix deal, whereas they're not going to have a strict release date until they make the movie.
Yeah.
Like, whereas everything else has a strict release. I mean, they move dates all the time in
theaters.
Well,
I know for, like, a lot of comedy specials, the Netflix deals are, like... These people independently go out and make the comedy special.
Yeah.
And then they shop it around, and then, like, Netflix picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. But then that's scary, because it's like, what if no one buys it, and you just
throw
a bunch of money?
If you're big enough, you're like Aziz, you put it online, $5, Louis, put it online. And they end up making millions of dollars, like, whatever they make. Which
that's
usually
true.
Is a lot. If they're big, I mean, I'm sure if you're a lower comedian... Doing a special.
We should just try it. We should just record an episode of our podcast.
And try to shop it around?
And try to shop it around. And it'll end up getting a deal on YouTube because it's free.
Yeah.
And
they'll set us up and we'll be like, sweet, you let us put this up.
Yeah.
Crazy. And like, we didn't do anything.
We
let anybody put stuff up. They're like, no. Exclusivity.
Exclusivity. We're exclusive on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're like, that's only because you guys are too lazy to upload it anywhere else. I'm like, that's true.
You got a point there.
So, yeah, there's that. Now, let's talk about some trailer talk. We saw this trailer for this movie, Unfriended. I almost forgot about this movie.
Yeah.
Because we saw it right after we recorded.
Yeah.
But, scary.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because it's real. It's like, well, it's not real, but it's like based on a real thing that could possibly happen.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's pretty unrealistic, but it's
How
also like...
How often have you gone to a party where a girl was gang raped and then she committed suicide?
That's true. That hasn't really happened.
To me. Maybe I'm living in my sheltered life. But yeah, it's about this like this girl who gets murdered. She commits suicide or something, right? Commits suicide? After a party?
I don't know what was exactly happening.
I know she got raped and then pictures got leaked of her.
Oh, and someone, like, online filmed a video and, like,
yeah.
shot her or something, right? Or is that a different person?
They killed her in the video?
Yeah, there was one video where they shot. He's like has the camera, and then like boom, like I found her online, or found like he tracked her through something, and then shot her.
Oh,
that happens at one point in the trailer.
I thought he shot his computer.
Nah, he was filming, and I thought he shot the chick. She fell down.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this girl gets gang raped, and then they leak the pictures out online, or the video online of it happening. And then someone kills her. And then she's like, these friends are all chatting like a year later on Skype. And it looks just like Skype. And then another person calls and was like, oh, ring, ring, ring. And they're like, oh, who is this? This is weird. And they're like, let's not answer it. And then it's like, who uploaded the video? It's Becky or whatever. And then all this crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, random guy's still in that
and then
room
like,
or something.
Lights out, and then all the lights turn off. Oh, so scary.
Yeah.
That was pretty scary.
I think I would just like...
not watch
I'm
it.
Shutting off my... No. Oh, no, if I was in that situation, I'm just shutting off that video and like right, walking away. But they like stay on. They're like talking about it. I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting out of this right now. It's a weird situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty weird. Are you going to watch this movie?
Probably not.
It looks scary. It looked legitimately scary.
Yeah. Unless I hear things about it.
Being like, oh, it has a really nice ending.
It's just like, oh.
And they're going to donate all the money to like anti-bullying campaigns.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes. It looked like, for a trailer, it was pretty like, I was like, shit, this trailer's. Yeah.
Very intense.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you watched it because we watched it in our friend's car.
I didn't have a choice.
I was like, holy crap, this is scary to me. I don't know how Mike was handling this.
Yeah, I wasn't having it. I was like, this is a long trailer.
Yeah, it was a really long trailer.
It's like, whoa. That's what I hate when I go to like, I'll see a movie in theaters and there's like a scary trailer. I'm like, I don't want to watch this trailer. I came to see this other movie.
I came to see Lego Movie. Jeez. Why are you showing me a trailer?
Why are you terrifying?
For like Ouija.
They really didn't make the connection here.
It's like a kids movie.
Yeah. All the kids, they're not afraid, but me, I'm like, why? Why is this happening to me?
Yeah. Oh, man. That looked like a scary movie. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about some reviewed. I watched a movie that was not scary at all called ABCs of Death 2.
They made another one?
I watched,
how many
the
of these
sequel.
They have?
This is a sequel. It just came out.
Okay. I was like, you just saw the other one.
Yeah. Well, I saw that one really late, and so I just watched this one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's just really weird. A lot of the stuff
weirder
is just
than the
really
first
weird.
One?
No. The only weird one was Z. Z was very strange.
They leave you off on a weird note.
Yeah, because the guy from Human Centipede 2 is in a scene after the credits.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really weird. There's a lot of weird scenes. Like, I wouldn't say a lot of them were scary. Just, like, really strange. A bunch of strange short films that are, like... You can't really classify them as any other genre, so I guess horror makes it because it's gory.
Yeah.
But then the last one was like really freaky. I didn't like it. Hmm. It made me uncomfortable to watch.
Huh.
I don't really understand what happened, or I didn't really understand what happened. It made no sense. And then like the weird thing is like, I'm like, oh, this is unrealistic. But then the whole premise was like so unrealistic that I was like, why am I so dumb that I even said that? Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be kind of thing.
But yeah, don't watch it. One or two.
Whoa.
And Z is the one responsible for those two slices.
Ah, it just brings it down.
That one
brought it up?
Is what brought it up from a zero.
Okay.
Huh. I think. Yeah, because there was one W. The main thing that this movie made me question is like, because there's a lot of children in this movie. And I'm like, what parent would let their child be in this movie?
Yeah, I think about that all the time because there's like a lot of weird movies that I don't know who would let their kids be in these. Like, they can't even watch the movie sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like, this kid is clearly going to go get molested.
Yeah.
Like, in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they just let the kid be in that movie?
It's weird.
Like, X is also very disturbing.
They're like asking for the money.
Yeah, I guess so. X was weird. Y was weird.
So it pretty much ended on a weird note. I like
it got like weirder and weirder. Z was like so strange, but I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much, if I had to watch it, skip to the last. Okay, last
letter. But then I don't think you'd like it because it was like.
Oh, I'm sure I wouldn't. But I'm like saying for other people. Pretty much for other people, the recommendation part of it.
Can I just spoil this? It was like dumb. I'm just gonna say Z.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so Z was for zygote. Was the letter, and it was about this like woman who's pregnant, like really late term pregnant, and her husband's like, "Here, eat this. I need to go into town. I guess it takes place a long time ago. I need to go into town. It says like years worth of this root. It'll prevent the like pregnancy from like happening until I get back into town." And then it fast forwards 13 years, and this woman is like super pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's like talking to this baby, and the baby's talking back because it's like a 13-year-old in her belly. And then she's finally out of this root, and she's like starving to death. So, and she catches a cat, and she says like the baby's like, "Oh, it's a rabbit." So they start eating that. It was really disturbing.
Wow.
And then the baby's like, she's all out of the root. And she's like, "I need more. I need more." So the baby's like, "Don't worry, mommy. Like, I'll help." Like, and she ends up like killing the mom, like from the inside, like snapping her spine. And then all the organs come out of the mouth. And then the girl, that's the 13-year-old girl, takes place of the mom. Like, oh, after she throws all the body parts out, and then like cuts all the excess skin off, and then sews her shut. And then the dad finally, and then she looks all young, and the house is all clean and everything. And the dad finally comes back and is like, she's like, "I had to sew it myself shut."
Yeah.
But it's like the kid inside the mom's body.
Yeah.
And then the dad's like, "I guess we have to try again," which implies that he's like going to have like sex with his kid. Wow. It was weird. I was like, whoa, this is really disturbing. Huh. But that was like the most interesting one out of all of them.
Yeah.
Actually, there was an interesting one that was from Africa. I don't remember what letter that was. But it was a lot of leg breaking, though. You see a lot of leg breaking.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up with this? Do they have like a lot of props that all these directors had for broken leg scenes? Okay, that's it. That's all I'm talking.
Okay, so I saw three different movies.
None of them had to do with like a baby, a 13-year-old fetus?
Nah, no fetuses coming out of...
No, it never came out, though.
No fetuses growing into other human beings that are dead.
Yeah.
Type of stuff.
13 years
that
old.
That I noticed. Maybe I wasn't... Maybe deleted scenes. Who knows?
Yeah. I think Whiplash actually had to delete a scene about that.
Could have happened. Could have happened. But I'll start with John Wick, which is the Keanu Reeves movie.
That Mandy was pushing.
Yes.
Hard.
Yes.
Did it live up to that?
Yeah, it was really good.
Whoa, that's so crazy.
Keanu Reeves, he's just like this badass. But then there's like a huge emotional component. It's like Taken, if there was... Like, Keanu Reeves has more like feeling in this movie than Liam Neeson does in Taken. And his daughter gets taken. But in this, like... He's like... There's like a huge... Like, he's a badass killing people. And then there's like a big, huge emotional component. It's just like... It's really well made.
Hmm.
And it's really fun. It's just like a fun movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty much, he's just killing people the whole movie.
How many slices do you give it?
I give it a 6.
Nice.
Wow. It was good. It was a lot of fun. It's a fun movie. And then I saw Whiplash, which was like your recommendation. It was really awesome. I liked it a lot.
Beautifully shot, right?
Yeah. It was really beautifully
shot.
Music
was amazing.
Yeah. J.K. Simmons is awesome in that movie.
Wasn't it, aren't you glad that like none of our music teachers were like that?
I know. Yeah.
Like one music teacher who I considered the worst was like an angel compared to.
Yeah, this is like, I can't, like, it's so hard to handle something like that. It's just brutal to like, and these guys are the best of the best, best school in the country, and you pretty much got to put up with this guy or you're getting kicked out of that school, and that you just have to live like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but yeah, it was really, really, really good.
Now, does that movie make the top 10 list?
Do either that would definitely make my... Whiplash would. I would have to go over with John... I'd have to relook at my list, but Whiplash definitely would.
Okay.
I don't know what it would kick out, but Whiplash was really good. I was a big fan.
Yeah.
And then I saw this movie, Predestination, which was with Ethan Hawke. It's basically, he's this like...
Julianne Moore?
No.
Is that this one? Okay.
No.
She's in a movie that came out recently.
Yeah. No, he's like this time-traveling cop guy that's trying to stop a terrorist plot. And it's like, it starts out that way, and then it turns into something where it's just talking about, like, the paradoxes of something. And it's based on the short story, which is, like, the completely exact word for word of what happens in the short story. But it was really... I think it's, like, an Australian-made movie. But it was really interesting. It was weird. It wasn't what I expected.
Was it better than most of his movies?
I just have Tyson Lewis right there. Well, the only movies I've seen is, like, it's better than The Purge.
Okay.
Like, Training Day was awesome.
Yeah,
so.
that's his best movie.
I mean, yeah. So, and Boyhood was really good. Okay. I only watched good movies. And then The
Somehow
Purge.
Somehow you get to miss all his, like, crap.
Yeah, I just thought he didn't act and stuff, but he shows up just in crappy stuff. I've only seen those three movies of his.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, did you rate Whiplash?
Oh, Whiplash, like 7.5.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Liked it a lot. And then Predestination, I'd... 5.5, 6 range. Okay. Somewhere in there.
And then for some TV shows, I discovered this little gem on TV called Lucas Brothers Moving Company. And it's made by the twins from 22 Jump Street, who I guess they're comedians and they're named the Lucas Brothers.
Yeah.
Have you seen the show before?
No, but I know those guys. I haven't seen the show though. But I've seen those guys somewhere.
That's crazy. Like, I didn't stuff. Like the reason I found out about this is, like, one of my favorite rappers and another guy are in, like, the most recent episode. So then I was like, what the hell is, like, actually yeah. Bronson is a guy, he's a rapper from New York, and in the cartoon he owns, like, a taco truck for one episode. And then Questlove from The Roots, the drummer from The Roots, does the voice of Ja Rule in that same episode. So I was like, I need to see this. And then, so I was like, I'm going to watch all the episodes. So I think the first 6 episodes were on Hulu, and they're like 10-minute episodes. And then I find out, like, Danny Brown, one of my other favorite rappers, is in the second episode in, like, my favorite
So they're like
scene.
The best people are, like, in this.
Hannibal Buress is constantly in this.
Wow.
Like, all these people, Eric Andre is a regular. They did, like, an Eddie Murphy episode that has to do with time travel. It is, like, so funny. I really like it. And, like, the way the brothers talk. It's really shocking that it's on TV. It's, like, on Fox. And they just talk about, like, smoking weed and stuff. It's really weird to me. And then it became, like, second season came out on FX. So it's... Oh, they had a Will Dependence Day episode where it has to do with Independence Day and, like, Will Smith.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, there's so many shows out there where it's just impossible to know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
That, like, there's great stuff out there that's just, you just have to find it somewhere.
I really love this, though. I watched all, like, because it's, like, what, 6 episodes for the first season, so that's, like, an hour. And then the only episode I haven't seen is the first episode of season 2. I saw the second episode of season 2. And I guess I haven't seen the third episode of season 2. But yeah. Really funny. I really like it. And then I watched the final episode. Hopefully not. But the... For all intents and purposes.
The network.
Series finale. The network series finale.
Did they end it? Or did they just... It could to continue next week and you would...
They did the thing where, like, they knew this was, like, the point where it was going to end, like, where it could have ended. So they had, like, that point. So it's letter M is for meant to be.
And they break up, right, or something? I mean, I guess it's spoiler. I don't know what happens. I haven't been watching the show.
No, they didn't break up.
I kind of want to know. Okay.
But, yeah, it was nice. It was, like, a nice ending for it. Rashida Jones appears in this episode. So that was pretty cool. No Katie Sagal. But yeah, I liked it. It was a nice ending. I would prefer more.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's, like, one of the better shows on TV out of, like, all the crap that is on TV. But I guess it just doesn't fit into the... I guess it's just we're not ready for it, you know? But I think our kids are going to love it.
Just give it, like, 30 years. Yeah. We're good.
With the same cast, ideally.
Oh, yeah.
30 years older. That'd be amazing. I'd watch that show. I'd watch that show in a heartbeat. But, yeah. Now time for our discussion. Favorite biopic. This was a tough one for me.
Redo.
Oh, Edwin.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Twitter sphere. with my phone that's dying. He had a lot to say last week. I don't think he was used to Mandy. Obviously, that'd be shocking if he was used to Mandy. He said he just watched John Wick this weekend, yes, and he loved it.
John Wick.
And he says, I do love, like, Johnny Depp. Funny thing is that after watching Tusk, I looked at the credits and was so confused. I was sure it was him, but the credits said Guy LaPointe. And I was like, okay, that guy really, really looks like him. And he says he can get annoying sometimes, but for the most part, I like him. Unfortunately, Hollywood does not, because Mordecai opened up and it was a flop.
It's like three flops in a row.
Three flops in a row. And it doesn't even include Tusk.
Yeah.
It's Transcendence, Into the Woods, I guess.
He was in that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't think Into the Woods flopped.
I thought people liked that movie.
Yeah. I don't know what they're... I'll pull up... Let me pull...
Maybe the movie is starring him, though, because that's not starring him. Like, yeah. He's not...
There was a movie before Transcendence, though.
Like, I want to say Lone Ranger, but that was so long ago, I don't...
There was a movie between Lone Ranger and Transcendence that I never heard about.
That's what I was pretty sure of. So, how's that not four flops in a row?
It's like, could be five.
Yeah. I think,
are they including Tusk?
I don't think so. Because I think it's not movies he appeared in, I can't imagine.
He says, Gwyneth, I like, because I think she is beautiful and has presence about her. She can come across as uptight at times. I do not like her. I do agree that she's beautiful, but I think her personality is trash. And I think her words are trash. Everything she says is trash.
I think in real life. What are we saying? Like in real life or in movies? Because I think like you don't really know any of these people in real life, but from everything you do here, it seems pretty bad in real life.
Yeah. He said he's checking out Black Mirror and Invisible War, and Election is really good. Then Mandy said some things like, I sound like a mouse, and then I said, that's why you're called Mandy Mouse, and she says, I brought that on myself, sad face. And then he says, favorite biopic, Rudy, which is one of my favorite films of all time. I know some parts are inaccurate, but I still love it. He said it was between that and King's Speech, Blind Side was fun too. See, that was really tough. I don't know how many biopics I've seen in my life.
Because
I like some, but like some of them are just like screwed up. Like The Devil's Double, I like. But normally I feel like biopics are supposed to inspire you. And this was about a guy who was like a double for like Saddam Hussein's son.
Yeah.
Which I guess his story was good because like he was poor and then he became rich because he was the double. And then he's like, this is really disturbing and stuff. It was a good movie, but it was, like, not motivational. I guess it meant to do the right thing, even if... I don't know.
I don't know what happens.
There's that one.
Saddam dies at some point.
Walk the Line?
Oh, there's a good one. Walk the Line.
Bam. Done. That's mine. I choose that one.
I really have to Remember the Titans. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was a true story.
Yeah, it really happened. So...
See, that's the thing. I didn't remember like which ones were
real.
Based on true events.
Yeah.
Because those aren't real.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that happened.
I guess I could say Safety Not Guaranteed. That's a biopic, kind of. That guy's real. He's in the movie.
I think that's a little different. That's like saying Tusk is real.
Like, kind of.
It's a little different.
But that's like a hoax, based on a hoax.
Yeah, but that's like based on, and then they extrapolate into something different.
This guy, I think he thinks he's a time traveler.
Yeah, but then, spoiler, I mean, but he like it actually happens. So I don't think that real happened in real life.
All the President's Men.
I haven't seen that.
About Watergate? Zodiac? Mm-hmm.
But that's, it's not, if it was... Based on the Zodiac, I think it would be, but no, did that cop really do all that stuff?
Oh, Untouchables.
Oh, Untouchables.
There we go.
That works.
Sean Connery, precisely. That was actually such a good movie. I'm going to watch it. I think I'm going to watch that movie. But like, Inglourious Basterds, not a biopic movie, but it was so great.
Yeah.
And Forrest Gump.
Wish it was a biopic movie.
I wish that was Forrest a biopic. I wish there was a real Forrest Gump.
Me too.
Stand and Deliver, I've never seen that movie, but I heard it's really...
Never saw that?
No, because I wasn't in that class. Didn't the stats class or whatever.
Yeah.
Downfall. It's like about the last moments of Hitler's life. Last few days of Hitler's life. That was a pretty cool movie. It's a biopic. Doesn't have to be a positive one.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me think of more.
I was saying Social Network.
Oh, that's like even... like there's like a lot of things that aren't true about that one.
But yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's, about, like, still American Sniper. It's still like the crux of the story. It's true. I mean, you can say that about... well, none of them. They're movies. They're not documentaries. Even documentaries aren't always the truth.
Ali.
Is that with Will Smith?
Oh, there's some autobiopics.
Those are probably less true than, like, regular biopics.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. There you go, right there.
Oh, The Fighter. That was a good one.
Oh, The Fighter, yeah. Lone Survivor. That was a good movie.
Frost Nixon.
Transformers. That really happened.
Yeah. Oh, I'm reading now, like, there's in Wikipedia that's talking about controversies over veracity. But, like, wow, this is weird. A team of Greek lawyers threatened to sue the makers of Alexander for implying that Alexander the Great was bisexual, and that's weird. But I found out, like, the enemy sniper in American Sniper, I didn't see the movie.
Yeah.
Not a real person. Didn't exist.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. that was a big outlying point of the movie. Like, yeah. That was a thing that strung that into a story rather than just stuff happening.
Oh, Jersey Boys. I like that movie. Mm. Gran Torino? No, that's a biopic, huh? Right? That's like the American man's biopic. That's a biopic on Joe Average.
I feel like a movie's a biopic when they say the words. You know how they say words? I assume that makes it a biopic.
That Thing You Do has that, and that's not true.
I know. That's why it's funny when there's...
The Terminal says that.
What is there a movie called, like, is that a type of movie? Like, when you... A movie that is, like, nothing really happens to, like, those characters, but they say what happens to them. Like, in The Sandlot, they say what happens to all those characters, but
even
it's not real.
Even real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if that's an actual term for that type of thing.
It's like the post-credit sequence or something. It's like,
yeah,
or it's like before the credits, but you find out.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what happened to these guys, even though it's not...
That's the weirdest thing
really
about
happened to
that them. Thing you do, because I always assumed it was a true story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I guess it's supposed to just be like every band at that time. It's just supposed to be like the story of any band at that time.
Yeah.
And I just like average it all together.
But then it's also odd when they do that, but then, like, as time goes by, that's going to be wrong. Because it's like, that person, like, this person's living in South Texas or whatever.
Yeah. Kill Bill.
The Rookie. Film. That was a good biopic.
Yeah.
With Dennis Quaid.
Just like that one movie. What was that movie with Bruce Willis and the kid? The Kid. That's the true story, right?
Yeah, because he met his younger self. Everyone knows that.
And happened. Tripod, the dog with three legs, and they put fireworks on him and stuff. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if there's any movies that are like biopics that are just like, it's like, this might as well be, oh, like JCVD. Mm-hmm. It was like Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he was in the movie, but it's like about his own life. But then I wonder how much of it's true, or if there's just a movie that's like, so like, of course, like this guy, it's just this guy's life, and he's like barely acting. So it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie about like an action star.
There is a movie like that, but it's like in a movie, though. There's like a movie called Last Action Hero, but he's in the movie. But that's a lot different.
No, I'm saying like the movie that's just like the actor.
That's like if Mark Wahlberg was the star of Entourage.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff where they play themselves, but I'm trying to think one where they star throughout the movie. like cameos. That's a bunch of people.
Or it could even be like a movie about like about another character, and it's just like, oh, mm-hmm. Bruce Willis does look like that. This isn't that much of a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Oh, Fearless. Is Fearless a biopic with Jet Li?
I don't think so.
That's not a true story?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I know what you're talking about. I saw the movie. I don't think it really happened.
I don't know. 2006 film. Loosely based on the life of Huyo Wangjia, a Chinese martial artist who challenged foreign fighters in highly publicized events, restoring pride and nationalism to China at a time when Western imperialism and Japanese manipulation were eroding the country in the final years of the Qing Dynasty before the birth of the Republic of China.
I don't know. When I hear that word loosely.
Controversy. Ooh, okay, there we go. You want to hear about that?
Sure.
Descendants of Huyo Wangjia were so upset by how their ancestor was portrayed in Fearless, as well as by the historical inaccuracies in the film, that they launched a lawsuit against Jet Li and the film's producers and distributors in March 2006. Huyo Shouyujin, an 81-year-old grandson of Huyo Wangjia, stated he was unhappy that the movie showed Huyo Wangjia causing trouble, which led to the deaths of his mother and daughter. Huyo Shouyujin also denounced the filmmakers for depicting his grandfather as a violent fighter. In December 2006, a court in Beijing dismissed the case, saying Fearless was an exaggerated and fictitious portrayal of Huyo Wangjia, but it contained no defamatory or libelous depictions.
See, what I don't understand is I still feel... Doesn't your family, like, own your story? Like,
well, no, I am. So I was in this, like, political science class last semester, and the teacher was, like, super well-connected with, like, major people. And she said she was related to, or she was friends with Johnny Cash's, like, daughter or something.
Yeah.
And I guess the family was so upset when that movie came out that they, like, went and, like, lived in France when the movie came. They flew and lived in France while the movie was out in the States because they didn't want to be bothered because they said... It made Johnny Cash look like he wasn't a family man or something. Like he like deserted his family.
It's just so weird how you can like, you can. And they do it so real. Like American Sniper. Like that guy just like that's so recent.
Yeah.
That it's like.
Which is weird because his wife, like she's still alive.
Yeah. And
she was saying like, oh, like when he talked, like I was like, oh my God, it's like he's back and stuff like that. Because I guess Bradley Cooper really got some of those things down.
Mm-hmm.
But then I read, like, in the post-credit sequence, it says, like, oh, he was helping the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's no proof of that happening. Like, it could have, like, they don't know if he was helping the guy or
not. Oh, really?
And then one of my favorite stories about Chris Kyle turned out to not even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it said he, like, was carjacked, and then he ran 2 miles on foot after the carjackers and killed him. No proof that ever happened.
Yeah.
And then... There's another story. He used to say how he killed 30 people after Katrina that were looters. That never was proven.
Huh.
And I'm like...
Well, those sound like... They do sound weird. Like, for him to say, though. Yeah, why would you say those things? That's weird. I think the war just messed him up.
I think so. But I don't think I'm going to watch the movie because of these things. I want an honest portrayal.
And that, don't watch any movies.
Yeah. Back to the Future. That's true.
That's real.
It's 2015 now.
Yeah. Marty got here.
This is the end. That's kind of like a biopic, kind of. I realized it sounded dumber after. I meant like it's kind of true and then it goes crazy.
Sure.
Carrie, just as true.
Exactly.
Let's see. Yeah, I can't think of any more. So our discussion for next week is your WTF movie, which is a movie that makes you say WTF after the end.
Kind of like, just the end? Or
just after you finish the movie, you're like, what did I just watch?
Like, is it one with the obscure ending where I'm like, what happened? Or is it like, as soon as I started the movie, I was like, what the heck? And I threw out.
Maybe the whole movie is just really weird.
So like either
could,
or?
It can make you say WTF for any reason. Okay. It could just be like,
so it could be like a normal movie and then all of a sudden I'm like, what?
Kind of like War of, for me, one of them is War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
because it had that dumb ending where it's like, the germs did it all along. And I was like, what a dumb ending.
Because that's the problem.
That's how it...
Based upon what happened.
Yeah, but like they took so many liberties with that movie.
I know.
But,
like, they might as well have just changed the ending.
Yeah.
Because like they did such weird things, why not go the other way? Yeah.
Or it could be like a movie like Donnie Darko, which you're like, what happened in that movie?
And like then something when, I gotta like Google to see what's going on.
And then you can even, maybe it's about S. Darko, which is a sequel to Donnie Darko, and you're like the whole time just saying, why did they make a sequel to Donnie Darko?
It's like it was so perfect on its own.
So there's many reasons for you to say WTF.
Yeah.
Or what the heck, if you want to be more, I don't know how to say it, appropriate in public places. I don't know. PC, politically correct, I guess. But yeah. Let me know. Let us know. Oh, Rush. That's a good biopic. That was such a good biopic.
There are a lot of biopics.
There are a lot of biopics.
Everything's real.
Yeah. Like Ocean's 12 or Julia Roberts.
That really happened. And Bruce Willis was Bruce Willis. Yeah. It's like, oh, Julia. He's like, I don't look like her. And then weirdness.
That was so weird. That was a good WTF moment in a movie.
That was. That really was.
I'm like, what are they trying to pull on us?
It's like, no, stop.
Okay. So, yeah, let us know. Send multiple ones if you want to. Now, for Netflix recommendations, my recommendation just came up this week and was just added on Saturday. Surprisingly, The Interview. It was all right.
Yeah.
I would say if you haven't seen it by now, just to be in the zeitgeist or the time ghost, as we like to say in English. Which I don't know the actual, I guess in the cultural now is what it means. Watch it.
I mean, now it's on Netflix. It's so easy.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah. If it's there, it's worth watching. If it's right on your Netflix, very convenient. And you have
like nothing to watch.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't want to watch 8 seasons of Trailer Park Boys. I don't want to watch any of the previous recommendations that Drew, Mike, or any of the beautiful guests have given. I'm going to recommend, or I'm just going to watch this movie.
Not a bad choice.
Then it's not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
If you're like, oh, ABCs of Death 1 is on there, I'm not going to watch that one. I'm going to watch The Interview instead. That's your freedom. That's
the beauty of Netflix, really.
Yeah.
Is you can watch whatever you want.
That's why they don't have Netflix in North Korea. It's too much freedom.
No. Yeah. They'd be like, no, you have to watch this. Or you watch nothing.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
And I'm going to go with a movie that is leaving Netflix in February. So, you got a few days.
February 1st. Yeah, like a February week to 1st, watch
you
it.
Literally have... You got to watch it this week. It's Nacho Libre.
Talk about a current podcast. This is like the most... After this podcast, there's no re-listenability.
You cannot... If you listen to this a week late, you're not in luck because you can't watch this movie again. You got to find it somewhere else, not Netflix. But if you want to get on Netflix, you go now. It's got Jack Black, Mexican wrestling. It's got everything you want. It's hilarious.
Oh, Milk. Another good biopic.
Ah.
Harvey not Milk. On Netflix.
Harvey Milk.
Maybe it's on Netflix. I don't know.
I feel like no.
Oh, that's... Okay, so what I was getting at with the actor playing like a character that's so much like him, like Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
How much does Sean Penn have to stretch to be that guy?
That's true.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in any movie, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
he's just Arnold in every movie.
Or like any of the Expendable movies, like any of those guys.
Yeah.
They're all pretty much themselves. Or Robert Downey Jr. in the Tony Stark roles.
Yeah.
Whenever he's not in the Iron Man suit. Or Jeremy Renner in that last season of Louis. How much did he act? That was really great.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so like...
That was the best like surprise in my face cameo. Yeah. I was like, well, that could be a WTF right there.
Yeah.
Except it's not a movie. I'd be like, what?
That whole last part of the season was like a WTF. That's last season of Louis was like a WTF moment.
They said it's going to be funnier this season.
Yeah.
And not as dramatic.
I was like, I hope so.
I was like, I don't know how you could go more dramatic than that season.
So yeah. watch those. Don't forget to tell us your WTF movie. Next weekend, we can do a Destiny Pizza party.
Ah, yes. I've been waiting.
So, Edwin.
I've been waiting.
Just for you. Tweet us a movie you want us to watch on Netflix that you want to hear us talk about while we watch it.
Doesn't have to be on Netflix, right?
It doesn't have to be on Netflix.
Preferably.
Preferably on Netflix.
It's the easiest way to...
Can't be a scary movie.
Well, could I? I just wouldn't. I don't know. Never mind. Yeah, I can't be. Who am I kidding?
I said it for you.
Who am I kidding? I'll close my eyes not saying anything. Like, ah!
And hopefully we can get some people together and we can watch it and talk about it and then release it next week. Thank you for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.